This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
The California dairy industry could decide soon whether they operate within a California federal milk marketing order. We'll hear from Andy Akmudi, the Director of Economic Analysis with Western United Dairymen, next.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
Andy Akmudi is Director of Economic Analysis with the Western United Dairymen based in Modesto. She noted that the California dairy industry will soon be voting on establishing the federal milk marketing order in the state.
Any day. We've been saying that for probably a week now since the judicial officer ratified the record. Now USDA is free to move on and release the final information. And once they do, the referendum period starts. So we're expecting, the month of April is going to be focusing on that referendum, and it's going to last between 30 and 45 days, and so it's a very short time frame where producers are going to have to understand what the decision is about and what they're voting on.
Of course, the early draft of the federal milk marketing order concerned California dairies regarding their desire to keep the state's quota system in place.
The producer review board held multiple meetings last fall, and they came up with a plan that was ultimately voted by producers in California through a referendum that passed. And so now we have this quota implementation plan that stands ready to be used if we go to a federal milk marketing order.
Akmudi said it's good to keep that quota system.
The objective is to keep it working like it does now, where producers get the same returns and, pay the same amount into the program. And so it just would work in conjunction with a federal milk marketing order. It's just it would not be administered by USDA. The Department of Food and Ag in Sacramento would still be administering the quota portion.
Again, the final USDA decision will be coming soon to be voted on.
It might look like the draft looked like, so that the draft was released in February of last year. They might tweak some portions of it. It might look very similar, but it's going to be document outlining how exactly a full California FMMO would work. And so that's not going to be a light read.
And of course, there's a real hope that the California dairy industry will get an increase in some of their prices. They're particularly interested in getting some parity on the prices compared to other states.
Yeah, we've looked at that through the draft proposal that was released last year. There's been a lot of interest in terms of exactly how much this would give producers. There's a lot of differences depending on where they're in the state and who they ship to, and also depending on the final rules. And so we expect, the third week of April, we will hold informational sessions in Santa Rosa, Modesto, and Tulare. We actually commissioned a study that two professors from University of Wisconsin and Cornell are going to conduct here in the next few days as soon as it's released. And so we're going to have clear information for producers when that comes out.
And one of the big reasons that the California dairy industry wanted to explore a federal milk marketing order for their state was the fact they were getting far less prices for their cheese products than neighboring states. Annie Akmudi.
We've made some tweaks at CDFA actually about 2 years ago, where now there's not as big a discrepancy, but there is still a difference between our cheese milk price here and outside the state. And by going to FMMO, those class prices are uniform across all orders. So that's one piece of the puzzle that's the same across all orders.
That's Annie Akmudi, Director of Economic Analysis with the Western United Dairymen based in Modesto. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with Dairy Radio Now.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
A new program called Dairy Advance. Amy Bonaby from PDPW says this is a great go-to resource to further your professional development in dairy.
That's exactly right. This is an opportunity for them to really take control of their professional development and also to showcase who they are, improve who they are as dairy professionals and community leaders.
That's PDPW's Amy Bonamy. For more details, go to dairyadvance.org.
The World of Dairy is brought to you by the PDPW, Dairy's professional development organization. Learn more at pdpw.org.
Tomorrow, the latest in calf barn ventilation with Dr. Ryan Leiterman. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.